do business with number one for Parkview. He's a 6'1", 190-pound running back and defensive back. His last name is Hiley. I think his first name is Casey, but I'm not sure. So we'll just wait on that one. So, all right. Looks like Reed Cobb is getting ready to kick off here. Well, okay. So here we go. And Cobb's going to kick it off, and it's on the ground, and it's going to be taken at about the 19-yard line, and that's where Parkview falls on top of it. So apparently, I think the Zizzers refused the penalty for delay of game to start the game. So I don't know. Anyway, Zizzers kick off on the 40-yard line. Hope you enjoyed the Ozark Self-Care Orthopedic and Spine Clinic pregame show. It's 1st and 10 for the Parkview Vikings from their own 19-yard line. This will be on, yep, it's the defense on the field. Quarterback will be Willie Otto, a senior, 180 pounds. They're going to hand it off. And on that right side, that is Hiley. He's going to be out to about the 23 and a half. So it's going to bring up 2nd down and a long five, let's put it that way, okay? Long five, short six, but Zizzers will be on defense. So once again, Otto's in, he's going to be up under center. Two backs in the backfield, Hiley will be one of them. They're going to hand it off, Hiley once again on the left side. Zizzers are over there. He picked up about a yard out to the 25, and it looks like number 68 for the Zizzers. That would have been Morgan Groves and number 62, Raiden Wilson. So now we're looking at a 3rd down and 4 for Parkview. Once again, Otto under center, and Hiley's in the backfield. 3rd and 4, and he'll roll to the right, kicks it out. It's a 1st down for Parkview, and now headed down the sideline. Finally, it goes out of bounds, knocked out of bounds by Jason Roberts, and that is a 1st down for Parkview. Nope, we've got a flag, and it's a holding, so this one's coming back, folks. The flag at the 34, so we're going to bring this thing back. 3rd down here. Replay is a 3rd down. So a holding penalty on Parkview, and that will be their 1st penalty of the ball game. So it's going to be, well, it's just inside the 25-yard line, the Vikings. It's going to be 3rd down and a long 4.5, I'd say, 4.5. So Parkview will have, once again, see if the Zizzer defense can come up with a stop here. And it's going to be Otto once again. He's in the shotgun with 5 receivers. He's looking to throw, throws it out, and it is caught. It's going to be a 1st down out at the 30-yard line. So that's a 1st down for the Vikings. I knew I'd spit it out in a minute. So that's our first down of the ball game for the Vikings. So now here we go. 1st and 10 from the Vikings' very own 30-yard line with Otto under center. And now they're going to hand it to Hiley again, and breaks a couple of arm tackles. Gets it out to the 34. Going to bring up a 2nd and 6 for the Parkview Vikings. No score as we're early in the ball game, 9:55 and counting to go here in the 1st quarter. And it continues with some light rain here. And Otto will be in the shotgun now with Hiley in the backfield. 2nd down and 6. They're going to throw it out to the left side, and they'll try to get inside. Jacob Moore's out there. We've got a flag once again. So it's probably going to be another holding call on Parkview. So let's see what happened here. They've They said he picked up two, but it is a holding on Vikings. So that is another penalty. That's the Vikings' second penalty of the ball game. And so this will back him up. See how far we go back here. Official getting ready to mark it off. And now, looky here. All the way back to the 24-yard line. So now, it's going to be second down. And, let's see. We're going to say second and 16. It's at the Viking 24-yard line. They got to get to the 40-yard line for a first down. So, once again, Otto is in that shotgun, highly in the backfield. There's four receivers, and he's going to roll left. Otto is looking to throw, and he's going to throw with a wide-open receiver, and Moore has him, and Moore tackles him at the 35. Going to bring up a third down and five for the Parkview Vikings. Third and five at their own 35-yard line, and Jacob Moore with the tackle last time. So third and five, Otto was able to find the open receiver there. So now we've got five receivers. All right, here we go. Otto's going to be in the shotgun. Well, now the head official is blowing his. What are we doing here? And it's Josiah Long. Zizzer's trying to fix something to do with Long, and Judd just ripped it off. And now Long is going to have to go out of the ball game. So let's see who comes in replacing. And Ethan Miller will come in to play Long's position there in the secondary. So now here we go, third down and five for Parkview at their own 35-yard line. Otto looking again. He's rolling out left, throws it over his receiver's head, incomplete. And that's going to bring up a fourth down and five for the Vikings. Let's see if the Vikings go for it here or will they punt the football away. We'll wait and see. And Dominic Hale started to go out here. And Otto is in the shotgun, and they've got five receivers. So let's see if Otto decides to pooch kick it, and he is. He's going to kick it, and it's going to take a bounce for the Vikings inside the 30. Rolls down about the 26-yard line, and let's see. So now, and the Vikings will get the football. Well, now, wait a minute. The official just said West Plains ball. Vikings say they've got the ball. No, it's West Plains football. So the Vikings knocked the Zizzer player into the football, and the Vikings thought they had it, but no, the Zizzer's offense comes out. As the official says, nope, it'll be Zizzer football, first and 10. At their own 26-yard line. So Ethan Miller will come on with the Zizzer offense. And let's see what the Zizzer offense can do. First and 10 at their own 26-yard line. And it's 8:16 to go here in the first quarter. No scores. The Zizzers had the football for the first time on offense. Miller in that shotgun. Now Taylor goes out to the left. Miller, the snap is low. Now he's going to throw Long. He's got Josiah Long, and it's caught. And nope, he had it, but then he lost it. So Josiah Long couldn't hang on. Going to bring up a second and 10 as he was all the way down at about the 26-yard line, the Vikings. But when he had the ball, but when he hit the ground, it came out. Like we said, that ball gets wet. And it gets slick. So whoever can hang on to the football is going to bring up a second and 10 for the Zizzers at their own 26-yard line. Miller once again shotgun. Taylor back there. Now Taylor goes out to the right side with five receivers. Now This is Dominic Hale coming back. Now Hale reverse, goes back to right side. Hale cuts it up inside, first down. He's going to be tackled out about the 38-yard line. And that's a first down for the Zizzers. And that is the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine first down for the West Plains Zizzers, their first of the ball game. So actually, they're going to spot it at the 39-yard line. First and 10 for the Zizzers at their own 39. Miller is the shotgun in the shotgun quarterback. Now all five receivers out there. Now Taylor goes in motion. Judd goes in motion. And now Taylor in the backfield. They're going to hand it to him. And he cuts around the left side, cuts up inside. He's going to be close to a first down. I think he's got it. Looks like he's got it. He's just shy of the 50. And that's going to be another first down, another Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine first down for the West Plains Zizzers, their second of the night. So here comes the Zizzers. Miller, once again, shotgun. Taylor in the backfield. And we've got a chains were not set, so the official over there blowing a whistle. Got to get him stretched out, get him set over there. All right. Zizzers first and 10 at the 50-yard line. Ready to go now. Here we go. Miller in that shotgun. Taylor in the backfield. They'll give it to Taylor again on that right side. He kicks it to the outside. Got a first down and more. Taylor is down inside the 40, down about the 38-yard line. And that is another Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine first down for the Zizzers. So Zizzers down to the 38-yard line of the Vikings. First and 10, and Taylor will line up once again in the backfield with Miller in that shotgun. Once again, it's Taylor, left side. He's inside the 35. Going to get down about the 33 that time. Going to bring up a second and 5 for the Zizzers here. Second down and 5. Ball is marked at the Vikings 33-yard line. So let's see what the Zizzers can do if they can keep this drive going here at second and 5. And now Miller's going to be in the backfield by himself with 5 receivers. See if they put somebody in motion. Nope. He's by himself. He'll throw it. And that one was into the turf, shy of Dominic Hale. Wonder if that one slipped out of Miller's hand. Going to bring up 3rd and 5 for the Zizzers. Kind of odd that they threw the football that time when they've been picking up first downs by running the football. Tried to catch Parkview off guard, but Miller couldn't get it out there to his receiver, Hale. They'll try it again. This time Taylor goes in motion once again to the backfield. They'll give it to him, and Taylor is in trouble, and it's going to bring up a 4th down and 5 for the Zizzers, and that is at the Viking 33-yard line, and looks like Zizzers are going to go for it here. So 4th and 5 at the Vikings 33. Zizzers need to pick up about 5 yards. 6 to make it for sure to get that first down. Miller's got Taylor in the backfield. Now Taylor goes up. 4 receivers on the left, 1 on the right. He's going to throw and hit it. It bounced off 2 receivers right into Josiah Long's hand, and Long gets it all the way down inside the 15. They're going to mark it at about the 14-yard line, and that is another Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine first down, and the Zizzers are in that community first base facility, West Plains there, Mountain Grove red zone right now. So, man, what a play right there. 1st and 10 from the 14-yard line of the Vikings. Miller in that shotgun again. Taylor back there with him. And Miller looking to the right. Now he's just going to throw it. And Aiden Judd. Judd couldn't get out there to get it. And he had a defender right there on him. So it's going to bring up 2nd down and 10. So, boy, Miller was going to reverse and go around that right side. And when he turned around, Viking defender right there in his face, and he had to throw it before he wanted to. So let's see what happens here. Second and 10 for the Zizzers at the Viking 14-yard line for a second and 10. Miller will stay in that shotgun. He'll give it to Taylor. Taylor around the right side. He's going to kick it further out, and it was Parkview who strung it out there. They might have got one. It's going to be third down here. Third and 9 for the Zizzers at the 13-yard line of the Vikings. And Parkview just kind of strung that one out. We're in the first quarter with 4:57 and counting to go here in the first quarter. Zizzer offense. Miller by himself with 5 receivers. He's looking. He's going to throw it, and he's got Jackson Taylor for the touchdown. And that is a 13-yard touchdown pass. So 13-yard TD pass. And it is Miller to Taylor. And Reed Cobb will come in and try the extra point here. And snap, ball down, kick is up, it's good. Zizzers lead it 7-0. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
When you need excavating work done right, you can trust Smith Excavating for a professional job at a fair price. For over 20 years, Smith Excavating has been moving earth across southern Missouri and northern Arkansas. Need land cleared or leveled, building a new pond, or cleaning out an old one, basement digging, demolition, road building, or pad construction, they can handle it all. Family owned, family operated, and Zizzer proud. Visit ChadSmithExcavating.com. That's ChadSmithExcavating.com. Smith Excavating. Dig in with the best.
Now, more Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to JFK Stadium at Parkview High School in Springfield. West Plains Zizzers have just gone up 7-0 on the Vikings, and Zizzers will kick it off again from their 40-yard line. It was a 13-yard touchdown pass from Ethan Miller to Jackson Taylor. Cobb's extra point kick was good, and now Cobb will get ready to kick it off here. Vikings offense will get the football for the second time. Once again, Cobb keeps it on the ground, and it's going to be picked up and down. Two Vikings went to get the football, and one of them picked it up, and then he fell down. So Vikings will get the football first and 10 at their own 20-yard line as the Zizzer defense comes back on the field. So, let's see what Willie Otto and the Parkview Vikings can do on offense. Otto will be in the shotgun, and he's got Hiley back there in the backfield. There we go. They're going to hand it off, and Hiley, and he's going to pick up about one that time. So it's going to be second and 9 now out to the 21-yard line, the Vikings. So take a look here. And that time looked like tackle made that time by Peyton Allen. Second and 9 for the Vikings. Otto under center. And this time he's going to roll out to the right this time. Got a receiver out here. And they're going to knock him out of bounds out to about the 28-yard line. So now Marcus Groovy comes in as the quarterback, and that was Willie Otto out as the receiver that time. So it's going to bring up third down and 2 for the Vikings, third and 2. And it was Aiden Judd not last time or on that last tackle, knocked him out of bounds. So now, Groove once again will be your quarterback under center. And the Zizzers jump offside. So the Zizzers pick up their first penalty of the ball game. And that'll be the Vikings picking up their second first down of the ball game. So all the line up for the Zizzers on defense jumped on that one. So now, all right, here we go again. First and 10 for the Vikings at their own 33-yard line. Going to give it to Hiley. Hiley's going to be smothered up, looks like, at the line of scrimmage, about the 33-yard line. No, they're going to give him a yard out to the 34, so it's going to bring up second and 9 for the Vikings. And the Zizzer defense doing a pretty good job this time with the Viking running game here. Hopefully they can kick it up. Hopefully they can keep it up here, the defense can. Once again, Otto is in the under center. And now looking to throw. No, that's Groove, and Groove's going to get sacked. And it was looked like about the all the defensive line that time got to Groove and sacked him all the way back. The ball is back at the 27-yard line, and that's going to bring up a third down and 16 for the Vikings. Good job by the defensive line there, the Zizzers, getting that quarterback sack. So you know what that means. It means a Big Mac, two for a dollar tomorrow at all West Plains Big Mac, or McDonald's, I should say. Here we go, looking to throw again, and it's going to be caught. Zizzers almost got a hand on it. Judd was close, but the pass completed to Cordell Davis, and that's going to be Josiah Long on the tackle. And now it's fourth down. Ball is at the 36-yard line of the Vikings, so fourth down and about 7. And so now looks like they're going to pooch it again. And here it comes. And Cropper almost got a hand on it. And the Zizzers get away from it. And this time the Vikings down it at the 43-yard line. So the Zizzer offense will take over. First and 10 at their own 43-yard line. Where are they going to put it? They're going to put it at the 42-yard line. We've got a minute 57 to go first quarter, and the Zizzers lead it 7-0. Here's the second time they've had the offense has had the football tonight. Miller in the shotgun, Taylor in the backfield. Hale goes in motion. They'll get it to Taylor. Taylor trying to get around that right side. Looks like he's going to get the 45. That's all he's going to get. So it's going to bring up about second and 7 for the Zizzers now, as the ball is just a ball length shy of the 45-yard line. So let's see what the Zizzer offense comes up with here on this one. Second and 7. So now they'll hand it to Taylor again, but Taylor's going to get hit. And he's got nowhere to go as they bring him down at about the 43-yard line. He's going to lose two. He's going to lose two on the play. Third and 9 for the Zizzers. So Parkview maybe starting to figure out that running attack by the Zizzers. Let's see what happens. Third and 9, and here we go. Miller looking to throw. He's going to throw the right side. He's got Moore down there. Moore's going to catch it. And we've got, well, now, let's see. Nope, they're going to say incomplete. Two of the officials got together over there, and they finally said nobody gave an indication. So, anyway, brings up a fourth and 9 for the Zizzers. So Moore, even though he caught it, he came down with it out of bounds. And so, and looks like Luke Cropper is going to come in to punt the football here. Zizzers is going to punt for the first time. Fourth and 9, and Parkview is going to get back. All right. almost the end of the first quarter, about 48 seconds to go. And Luke Cropper is back there to punt the football. And all right, here we go. All right, Zizzer's ready to punt the football here. Judge, and it's a fake. They get it. Going to pitch it out to Taylor. Taylor's got a first down and more, and he's across the 40. And, they're going to mark him out at the 40. So they snapped it. They snapped it to Miller, and then Miller optioned over to Taylor. And the Zizzers pick up another first down. That's an Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine first down for the Zizzers. The ball is at the 40-yard line of the Vikings, and it's first and 10 for the Zizzers. Miller is in the shotgun, hollering over at the side. Finally, Hale comes onto the field. So now they're ready to go. They've got 4 seconds. There is snapped the ball. Miller's looking. He's going to throw it over. Nope, it's over Hale's head. Incomplete. As Miller was getting some pressure from two Vikings in the backfield. So it's going to bring up second and 10 for the Zizzers at the Viking 40-yard line. Zizzers lead it 7-0. And we've got 35 seconds to go here in the first quarter. All right. Here we go. Second and 10. Miller in the shotgun. Taylor in the backfield. Now Taylor goes to the right side, four receivers, one to the left. They're going to throw it over there, and Taylor dropped it. Taylor just dropped it. So it hit him right on the hands, but he dropped it. And now it's going to be third and 10 for the offense for the Zizzers. So let's see what happens. And we'll have to see if they don't pick up this first down, will they try a fake again? Or will they go for it? Miller in that shotgun again. Taylor in the backfield. Four receivers, two on each side. Miller's looking. Now he rolls out to the right. And he's going to be taken down. Bousquet gets the quarterback sack. And now it's all the way back to the Zizzer 48-yard line. And I guarantee you Luke Cropper is going to punt the football this time, folks. Because right now it's like fourth down and, fourth and 22. So Miller tried to get out of it. So now we're at the end of the first quarter, 7-0. Zizzers with the lead. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Football 100.9 The Train.
Southern Hills Auto Plaza has moved to their new location on Worley Drive across from Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. And they're still making your next car purchase easy and stress-free. A recent customer said, "You guys made car buying so easy. We were so impressed after looking for weeks." Southern Hills Auto Plaza, stress-free and no dealer fees. Visit them at their new location on Worley Drive or see their full inventory at southernhillsautoplaza.com. Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Zizzer football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to JFK Stadium at Parkview High School in Springfield. Zizzers lead at 7-0 as we get ready to start the second quarter of play. And some scores for you. Camdenton leads Branson 7-0 into the first quarter. Also, Marshfield leads Reed Springs 8-0 first quarter. Just a few scores there for you. All right, here comes the Zizzer defense on the field. Zizzer offense. They'll punt the football. It's going to be fourth and 22 here from the Zizzer 48-yard line. So Luke Cropper is back to punt. And Parkview's got a couple of guys back about the 17-yard line. So let's see if they can snap this football. Judge to snap it. Good snap back to Cropper. Gets a pretty good pump. It's a line drive, and it's going to hit the turf. And it's going to be inside the 20. Parkview will start at about the 17-18-yard line. Viking offense will take over. The Zizzer defense will come back on the field. So let's see. Here comes, yep, they're going to put it at the 18-yard line. So first and 10 for the Vikings at their own 18-yard line. As we just start second quarter play, Zizzer's up 7-0. And who will the quarterback be this time? And it's going to be Otto, I do believe. So Otto under center. Hiley will be in the backfield. And here we go, first and 10. And Otto looking to roll it out, and he throws it well at a receiver in the area. So it's going to bring up a second down and 10 as that was Warren Lawson giving some pressure there from the Zizzers on Otto. So now second and 10 for the Parkview Vikings. So let's see. So now we got Otto once again in there under center. And Otto going to hand it off. And this time, I believe, are they going to give him anything? Maybe a half yard that time for Hiley. And that was Jackson Hunter along with Rucker Freeman. And they're both those two on the tackle led the charge. And about a half yard, going to bring a third down, about 9.5 right now for the Vikings. Vikings still have the ball inside their own 20. All right. This time they go to the shotgun. Otto's going to throw it out. He gets the completion, and he's got the first down, all right. And Aiden Judd, along with Gavin Marshall on the tackle, but it's a first down all the way out to the 29-yard line. And so Parkview picks up their third first down of the ball game. So now, first and 10 at their own 29-yard line is Parkview Vikings. Otto gives it to Hiley. Hiley trying to get around, and he's going to meet about four Zizzers out there. They're going to tackle him at about the 35. It's going to bring up a second and 4 for the Vikings. And that was Marshall and Lawson and also Dason Roberts in there. And I believe Jackson Hunter was in there as well. Second and 4 for the Vikings at their own 35-yard line. Otto's in the shotgun with Hiley in the backfield. Otto's looking to throw. He's going to throw the left side, and it's a completion down the left side as the Dason Roberts, the defender, got behind him, or the receiver got behind him, and went out of bounds. So that's going to be another first down for the Vikings, and that's the fourth first down. But more importantly, the Vikings have the football now, first and 10 at the Zizzer 35-yard line. Zizzer defense. He's going to do a little bit better on the defense. Let's put it that way. Otto is under center. Hiley with the football and missed some tackles. Finally, he's brought down. He'll pick up a yard. Going to bring up second and 9 at the 34-yard line of the Zizzers. Going to bring second and 9. Otto tried to get away over there on that right side and couldn't see who made the stop. I believe it was Aiden Judd over there. So second and 9, Otto under center. Hiley's in the backfield, and they're going to give it to Hiley. He's going to come left side, and now takes about three Zizzers to bring him down. Lawson and Maupin was two of the three Zizzers. And it's going to be third down now, third and three, as the ball is placed at the Zizzer 28-yard line. So third and three. Well, third and three for the Vikings. Here we go. Otto under center. Hiley in that backfield. And they're going to give it to Hiley again. And this time, Zizzer's going to bring him backwards. And I mean about four or five Zizzers met him. And actually, no gain. Well, yep, 1 yard's going to bring up fourth and two from the Zizzer 27-yard line. Fourth and two for the Vikings. You know they're going to go for it. So here we go. So let's see. So fourth and two for the Vikings at the Zizzer 27-yard line. Otto in the shotgun. Otto rolling out to the right. He's looking. Zizzers are there. And the ball is incomplete. And it'll be Zizzer football as Otto tried to throw it as he got hit. And it hit the ground. So Zizzers get the football. First and 10 at their own 27-yard line. 8:26 to go here in the first half. The Zizzers up 7-0 and the offense on the field. Zizzers had some had a lot of luck, good luck there running the football. Success and not too much success throwing the football. They've gotten some good pass plays in the ball game, but it stalled some drives as well. So here we go. Offense. Let's see. So the Zizzers will have it. First and 10 at their own 27-yard line. Miller in that shotgun. Taylor in the backfield. Got to wait for all the officials to get in the right spot. Well, we're waiting. We've got a slow officiating crew working tonight. All right, Hale goes in motion. It'll be a handoff to Hale on that left side. Around the left side, he's going to get across the 30, about the 32-yard line. Going to bring up a second down and five. So that's going to be second and a long five. Short six for the Zizzer offense. Ball at the 32-yard line, the Zizzers. Second down. So Taylor in the backfield. And now Taylor goes up to the right side. Empty backfield. Miller throws it. And it is, man, that was a little high for Hale. And Long tried to catch it again, but that time there was a Viking defender there. And it's going to bring up third down and a long five, short six. So let's see what the Zizzers do here. So now Miller will be in the shotgun. Four receivers to the right, one to the left. Zizzers looking at a third and a little. It's over to that's Taylor. Taylor's going to be brought down. He lost a yard down to 31. And believe it was a bad snap. And here comes your punting unit on the field once again. Zizzer's looking at a fourth down and six at their own 31-yard line. So we told you, with it raining here a little bit, wet ball, and it's a slick ball out there, and you're seeing it on both sides. Folks are dropping the football. Cropper on the punt. The football. And I'm pretty sure you're not going to see Cropper get the high short one. And it's going to hit and more. We got a flag down over here on the flag on the field. So let's see what the let's see here. Let's see what goes on here. It'll take a little while. This crew has shown us that they're not the fastest in the world. And here's the call. And it's in... So it's going to be against the Zizzers. And it's been declined. So the Vikings will take the football. So the Vikings will have it. First and 10 at their own 45-yard line. So now... We got to get the chain crew done. Got to get the football nice and dry. And the officials are ready to go here. First and 10. First and 10 for the Vikings. They got flag. So let's see what happens here. And looks like it's going to be against the Vikings. And, yep. Offside on the Vikings. So that's the third penalty of the game for the Vikings. So now the Vikings are back at their own 40-yard line. First and 15 for the Vikings. 6:53 to go in the first half. The Zizzers lead it 7-0. Otto in the shotgun with Hiley in the backfield. Otto looking to throw. Screen out to the left and picked up. Going to pick up about 5 yards to the 45. That's going to bring up second and 10. And it was, Luke Cropper and Gavin Marshall that time on the tackle. So pick up a 5, going to bring up second and 10. For the Vikings at their own 45. So they got the penalty yardage back. Now it's second and 10 from their own 45. And this time, once again, Otto is back here by himself. Got a lot of receivers. He's going to throw it. And he's got an open receiver. And he dropped it, folks.